Watch, a weekly look at the United States Coast Guard in Alaska.
A Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew forward deployed to Cold Bay performed medevac operations Monday and Wednesday. Monday, Coast Guard 17th District Command Center watchtenders received a medevac request from the crew of the 158-foot fishing vessel Erica near Cold Bay. The command center immediately directed the launch of the Jayhawk crew. The air crew rendezvoused with the fishing vessel and safely hoisted the mariner, who was reportedly suffering from abdominal pain. The mariner was transferred to a Guardian Flight Services aircraft and transported to Anchorage. Wednesday, Coast Guard Communication Station Kodiak received a call from Seattle-based fish processing vessel Ocean Phoenix that a 25-year-old woman was suffering from pains and needed medical assistance. The Jayhawk crew launched and safely medevaced the woman. She was taken to Cold Bay and transferred to a Guardian flight headed to Anchorage. Forward operating locations allow the Coast Guard to minimize response time during particular fishing seasons throughout Alaska. During at-sea emergencies, narrowing the gap between the fishing fleet and the response assets is critical. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation personnel notified the Coast Guard of a reported spill of approximately 850 to 900 gallons of home heating oil from an above-ground storage tank in Kotzebue. A unified command was established between the responsible party, ADEC, and the Coast Guard. The Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund was opened, and a pollution responder and federal on-scene coordinator representative from Coast Guard Sector Anchorage deployed to Kotzebue Wednesday. The responsible party reported that a large area of snow and gravel was contaminated and suspected some of the heating oil could have traveled onto the ice of Kotzebue Lagoon. No affected wildlife was observed. The Coast Guard's primary concerns are for the safety of the community, responders, and protection of the environment during these types of incidents. February is American Health Month. Heart disease is a leading cause of death for both men and women, but heart disease is preventable and controllable. CDC reminds us to stay active and eat a healthy diet to help prevent heart disease. The Coast Guard maintains healthy hearts through healthy diets in the galleys and at home, and by working out a minimum of 180 minutes a week. That's all for this week. Stay healthy, Alaska. For Deck Watch Radio, this is Petty Officer Diana Honings.
Deck Watch is produced by the Coast Guard 17th District. Theme music is provided by the Harbor Brass Ensemble in Kodiak, Alaska.